is the travel, whether it's by a commissioner or particularly by employees or department heads and so forth, is it necessary for licensing and certification? Secondly, is the topic of the conference relevant to an issue we're addressing?
If the answer to those first two questions is yes, then, says Woody White, commissioners should look for an online alternative, such as a webinar, before booking travel. Running county government, he says, is basic blocking and tackling, funding sheriffs and schools. White also suggested a travel budget for each board member. Commissioner Rob Zappel argued that the meetings in question offer direct access to fellow commissioners and state and federal officials. That access, says Zappel, helps advance the county agenda.
Now, this kind of important advocacy work is most effective in a one-on-one conversation and in building personal relationships that can be expanded upon. It is difficult, if not impossible, to create a working business or political relationship that is built on trust and do that over the phone or through email.
Beth Dawson and Jonathan Barfield agree conference attendance is a worthwhile use of county funds. Skip Watkins says he's in favor of a budget for each commissioner. White moved to exclude charity fundraisers from the list of reimbursable expenses. That motion also failed. Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, WHQR News.